For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Ellicott City, Maryland was founded in colonial times at the bottom of a ravine along the Patapsco Rivers, southwest of Baltimore. Flooding has caused residents to take to high ground as walls of water flow down the steep streets of the city. Meteorologist Dave Satter has more.
One end of the town, there's a high terrain, and some will blame it on the topography. Some, obviously, is the infrastructure of this historic town, because all the water is funneling down to the lower part of Main Street. Homes, businesses, everyone who was told to stay in place has had to get up to the second, even third story of these buildings.
Maryland's governor has declared a state of emergency around Ellicott City. So far, there's no word of any injuries or casualties due to the flooding. 2 years ago, a similar flash flood killed two people. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I'm not just a conservative talk show host. I'm a father of four kids. When we all send our kids to school each day, the second most important thing is that they get good grades. But the most important thing by far is they come home safe and sound in one piece. Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran thought the same thing. That's why he invented a product called Bullet Blocker. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a super successful company around safety products for your most precious assets, your kids and your family. Bullet Blocker is an American company. They custom make a ton of products, bullet-resistant backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases. Bullet Blocker gives you the gift of life, clothing that looks cool but protects your children's life with the same coverage as police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10% on your order. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
Millions of Americans are in the path of subtropical storm Alberto, the first named storm of the hurricane season. Forecasters say the center of the storm was about 165 miles west of Tampa and had top winds of 50 miles per hour. WFOR-TV meteorologist Craig Setzer is tracking the storm.
This is going to be a big rainmaker for the southeast, even into the middle part of the week. The center is going to continue to move northwest, make landfall somewhere in the Florida panhandle, and all that tropical moisture comes up with it. Heavy rainfall expected through the Carolinas, eastern Georgia, and south Florida as well. And near the center where it makes landfall, significant flood is possible, 4 to 8 inches of rain there.
If the special counsel wants a sit-down with President Trump, he'll have to agree to a new demand by the president's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani. He says the Trump legal team wants to review the classified information about the origins of the FBI investigation into Russia's election meddling. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you could start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The heroic teacher from Indiana who took three bullets while trying to stop a school shooting and tackling a student with a loaded weapon last week is finally out of the hospital. With more on the story, we go to USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
Science teacher Jason Seaman is being hailed as a hero after tackling a male student who opened fire with a handgun on Friday at Noblesville West Middle School. Seaman's a former defensive lineman from Southern Illinois University. One of his students was also wounded. The family of the 13-year-old girl says she's in critical but stable condition now. Police have not yet released any details about the suspect being held for the shooting. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Lava from the Kilauea volcano has reached a geothermal power plant on the Big Island. USA's Rick Vincent reports it's approaching the wells that have been capped to protect against the release of toxic gas should they mix with the lava.
Hawaii's Mount Kilauea continues on the warpath across Big Island, devouring everything in its path. But that's not keeping this guy from his golf game at the nearby Volcano Golf and Country Club.
We're sharing the land with her, so we play. She takes care of us. I guess she doesn't ruin our golf game when we come up and play.
82 homes have now been destroyed by lava from the Kilauea volcano, and toxic sulfur dioxide threatens to accumulate over the area because of calming winds. This is USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.